What you're about to hear is part of the Podgods Network. If you have a problem with anything you hear, please write it in an email and go fuck yourself. Enjoy the show.
You ready?
Fuck yeah.
We won't say anything to make Ash seem stupid or anything.
Yeah, because trying to lead him into saying something like that would be
never
kind of mean.
Doesn't
yeah.
work, does it?
No.
No.
Welcome to the Barker Podcast Collection. Please choose your podcast. Thank you. You have chosen the Oddcast Podcast UK. Initiate podcast. Enjoy the show.
Welcome to episode 89 of the Oddcast Podcast UK, part of the Barker Podcast Collection and the Podcast Network.
Yeah.
It's a podcast nobody's listening to, hashtag not listening.
Yes, yes it is.
Let's see if how quickly I can get that in every episode. Just do it in one breath.
Go on, let's go and do it in a single one. No pauses, no hesitation, no repetition. Go!
Okay, so stay.
That was a hesitation there.
I think it's going. Welcome to the Oddcast Podcast, episode 89, part of the Barker Podcast Collection and the Podgods Network, the podcast nobody listened to, hashtag not listening.
That's pretty easy, actually.
And fairly dull the second time around.
That's very true.
I've made his face to go bright red and then his head just hit the table.
Well, not exactly. You made myself say anything a lot, is it, really?
That's not.
Countless sentences. Piece them together. I'm Adam, you're...
Will.
And you're...
Ash.
That's it.
Thank you and good night.
To be on them podcasts. We got no notes.
Haven't we?
We got loads of notes.
We've got somewhere in between no notes and loads of notes. And I don't know why I'm kind of winking. But I might start doing that throughout the podcast.
Just to try and put it off.
We may have.
Yeah, the winking really helps there, Adam. Yeah,
it's for you. You're supposed to go with it.
Got a dodgy twitch.
Dodgy twitch.
What a winker.
So, how is everyone?
Good.
How are you, Ash?
Happy. Very happy.
Got a smile on his face.
Yeah.
Happiest man at the table.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about you, Will?
I'm alright.
No, I'm alright. Yeah. No, I do.
Oh, I've got Friday afternoon off work.
Why?
Because we're going... Camping at a beer festival.
That's the best kind of camping.
Yeah. It is. We're going camp. There's a pub in the middle of nowhere in rural Suffolk
with
its own campsite that has an on-site brewery and is hosting a beer festival. That's really good.
Yeah?
For Friday, Saturday and Sunday night.
Well, depends on the weather.
Yeah.
So what can you do if the weather is shit? What can you do?
Go home Sunday rather than stay Sunday night.
Oh, okay.
So it'll be two nights or three nights.
But what if the weather's really bad?
If it's really bad, the wife will probably go home on Saturday night with the little one.
You stay in the pub?
Well, in the, well
yeah. Pub, yeah, garden, sleep in the tent. Thing, and just be
in the pub.
Battered.
Yeah. I'll have my beer overcoat.
Yes.
I'm liking the sound of that, the visual of that.
Yeah.
It's just going to sit in a massive pint glass that's going to be about 15 pint glasses. Actually,
yeah.
A bit more than that.
we'll see. Depends what I'm drinking.
So, last week, me and you, Ash, we went out to a comedy night.
Yes, we did.
And
horrendously drunk.
There was more comedians on set on the set than there was actually audience members.
There must have been thousands of comedians then.
Unfortunately, not. It only lasted an hour.
Then we got there. I texted you tonight. I rang you about an hour before it was supposed to start, 8 o'clock. And I said, fuck it. I want to go and see these comedians. Because I knew two of them. And I didn't know. I've heard of the other two.
Yeah.
So I was like, let's go and watch them. And Ash, being Ash, was like, yeah, I ain't got nothing else to do. So yeah, well, then I'll come along. We got in there, watched a comedian. granted, they were funny, four of them.
Yep.
Yep. And the audience members that, well, there was more audience members than actual comedians, but.
Not by much.
I could Two count. One. You could count how many there were on two hands. I think there was nine.
12.
No.
Nice thing about being from Essex.
With the nine, you've included the owner of the bar and the barmaid.
But no, they were quite funny.
Yeah.
I mean, we laughed.
That was good.
We got drunk. One of the comedian women, her name was Hannah, she gave me a Bulmers at the end of the night. And that wasn't a euphemism.
That does sound like a euphemism.
No, she actually gave me a drink.
Yeah, but I bought it for
her. I gave it to you.
In the end zone, then you gave it to me.
You bought your own drink.
Yeah.
Oh, that was very generous of her.
Because you had to brush your phone.
Yeah, I don't want it anymore. You can have it back.
But it was a good night. It was a Thursday night, so I had work the next day. It was a school night. And we, for some reason, we got kicked out of there about 11:15. Because it was like,
well,
was
there empty. Was no point in them staying open, yeah.
It's Thursday night, can you leave? So me and Ash, instead of going, like, good night, I'm going home, I've got to go work tomorrow. I said to Ash, just go to the Fleece, it's open till 2. And he was like, yeah, all right then. So we went into the Fleece and we ended up staying there till they kicked us out.
Oh,
and I got
on
home.
A school night.
Yeah, we got kicked out of two bars on school night because it was they were closing.
Can you leave, please? Why, what have I done? Nothing, we're closing up. You need to leave. Drink up, please.
It's not that late.
Oh, shit. It's half past one.
I struggled to work next, so I had half a day.
Yeah.
I had a choice.
Sometimes that should be done.
Good stuff.
Did you work? Oh, you worked the first half. And
the first half.
You can do it.
I slept, walked through the first half and then went home at lunchtime.
Nice.
But, got paid for it, so.
It's all good.
Win-win.
Mm. Yeah.
It was a good night, though. It was really funny.
Yeah.
Maybe I found it funnier because there was hardly anyone there.
One of those kind of embarrassing comedies.
Yeah, but they were funny though.
Well, Andy did his first, it was the first time I've seen Andy do a full set.
So that's Andy Paul of, is Panic Station still going on?
Yeah, it should be back now.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've got the first one this Sunday, so.
So that was Andy doing one of his stand-up sets?
Actually did a stand-up set. Yep. Usually he compares and he's just sort of riffing off
He compared
stuff.
And introduced himself and then when he finished he actually had to get everyone to put their hands together for the wonderful performance.
Yeah,
himself.
With the size of the audience he had to clap himself as well, poor sod.
It was pretty much. But he
knew everyone in the audience, which he said was a bit daunting.
It was one of the things he said he used
the rest
it.
Of the audience were his family.
He used it as a experimental sort of night week.
Yeah, let's see what happens when no one turns up.
But he was using some of his new material that he was testing. And I'll tell you what, it's the filthiest I've ever heard of. He's quite so filthy anyway.
Yes.
But that was really, really filthy. Some of it didn't work, and he knows it didn't work, but some of it was fucking brilliant filth.
Yeah.
But it was like, really good filth, and then, don't do that again.
Yeah.
That was really uncomfortable.
The line just got crossed.
Yeah. So it's just kind
of... Toe the line, but...
But I think he enjoyed it, so...
Yeah.
Go listen to Panic Station. It's on the Barker Podcast Collection.
He is a funny guy, is Andy.
He is. Sometimes he doesn't realise how funny he can be when he's not trying, if that makes sense.
No.
Looking over. Oh, you're looking over.
I was looking at the cat, making sure I wasn't clawing the carpet.
Bastards.
So what else have you been up to these days, Adam?
Not a lot. Working. Being boring.
Fair enough. It's the Oddcast Podcast, the Oddcast Podcast, the Oddcast Podcast with Adam, Will and Ash.
The Oddcast Podcast UK, the podcast that makes you want to charge Adam Barker for the time you spent listening to it.
What the? No, cut!
If there was an invasion of zombies covering up the nation, would you want to see the film?
Or are you better off just reading the zombie survival guide? Yeah, it's probably that one. Definitely. I mean, yeah.
So, in the news... Shut it. There was, we've actually got zombie footballers now.
Hmm.
Suarez from Liverpool.
Lurching around brain dead.
They're brain dead already, yes.
Yeah, I was going to say, what's
and
new?
They do lurch around a bit, but no, they've actually gone up the one stage further now and they've started biting each other.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That Liverpool guy, Suarez.
Luis Suarez from Liverpool.
It's not the first time he's done it, though, is it?
No. He's done it before and got sent off before.
The thing is, it's kind of behaviour that is not even acceptable in toddlers. Do you know what I mean?
Yep, or boxing.
Fuck.
Tyson.
Oh, yeah, taking someone's ear off. But he just... I've seen the footage, it's brilliant. It's like, he just walks up to the bloke, grabs his arm and bites him. And you just think, where the fuck did that come from? If you've got an issue, just at least punch him in the face, be manly about it.
I'm going to nibble your little finger.
I would have had more respect for him if he just punched him.
Yeah.
I would have said, all right, you're angry, I get it.
Yeah.
Don't bite him.
That just make shows any sense. Total issues, doesn't it? I don't know how to express myself.
He's not Dalek.
He's painted. That's proud football.
They talk
they
can't
head.
Talk properly.
Well, he's Uruguayan, so maybe that is how
he's doing. That was my Uruguayan accent.
Maybe that's what they do. It's a sign of anger over there. They try and bite each other's arms.
Well, maybe it's a sign of greeting. You know, it's a friendly gesture. Oh, nice goal, mate! Nom 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 nom.
Their form of conversation. They can see one of them making a speech.
But he bit him, and he's like, so he's done it before. He did it when he played for some team in Holland, and they called him, the cannibal. And you're like, okay, so you come to England, and he does it again, and people are like, oh, he bit someone. All right, fine. It was spare of the moment. He was angry. They go, he's done it again. He's done it twice.
Spare of the moment. It was the spare moment that he had.
Is that not the same?
No, it's the spur of the moment.
It is, isn't it? Why did I say spare of the moment?
Because you're a cock.
That would be right. See, I know these things sometimes.
Well, you're a cock.
I choose not to remember them. That's it. But anyway, it was a spur of the moment thing.
Can you try and get me to say silly things?
Multiple silly things, yes.
We try to get you to say silly things. I just do it. That's the difference.
I don't have to try.
But he's done it again. And the thing is, he's done it twice now. So you're just like, Why is no one stopping him? What are they doing? Stop biting him!
I don't understand why, well, it would be down to the victim to press charges.
No, it's not, because it's done in a public place. The police can
prosecute.
He's going
to go down for a disorder offence.
The priest. What's a priest doing there?
Well, it might need a priest when he dies from gangrene or whatever he catches from being bitten.
The priest.
Zombiness.
Priest only likes to chow down on younger boys.
But he's done it twice. He's got banned for 10 games. Which means
he should be banned for life.
I don't reckon he'll play for Liverpool again. Because that's just bad press in Liverpool, isn't it?
What? Making Scousers look bad?
Well, when the Scousers ring up and say,
he's a disgrace to our team.
And then you're like, yeah.
You're like, what?
He needs to go.
He should have bitten his whole arm off.
You say that again in English.
Hey, I don't mean to make a thing about him. He's a disgrace.
What?
Anyone would think that he was trying out to be a zombie in one of the new zombie films.
Why can't you talk in your native accent?
Thanks for interrupting me there, Will.
Yeah.
Pleasure.
Halfway through a sentence. It wasn't even at the beginning.
Was it an interesting sentence?
Yes, it was.
What were you saying, Adam?
It was actually a segue into what we were going to talk about. But
Oh, okay.
He's now looking dazed.
He's just like, I don't care.
I think I'm in one of those moods today. Sorry, chaps.
You've been listening to the Oddcast podcast. Thank you very much. Yeah, so zombies.
Zombies. Yeah, there's the new flick, which is out.
That's just what I want to say.
Yeah. What is it? World War Z. The book that I'm reading at the moment. And it's Z.
World War Z. Okay,
Z.
To be fair, the author is a Yank, so probably calls it Z as well. But that doesn't make it correctly pronounced.
It's a zombie. Yeah. It's not a ZB.
I don't know what World War Z is.
Well, there was a not fantastic ZB. Book, and I think
ZB.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck it.
I let that one go. I was like, what are you talking about?
There's an American author called Max Brooks, and he's produced, two books that I know of. He may have done some more stuff more recently, but he started off with the Zombie Survival Guide, which I suspect Jig is entirely familiar with, which is the civilian guide to how to survive the zombie apocalypse, talking about ways to avoid the zombies, how to destroy them, how to handle them, how the diseases get communicated, the most suitable weapons, all of the various survival techniques in the zombie apocalypse. He then followed it up with a book called World War Z, which is an absolutely superb book, and it is the tales, it's a collection of tales from the survivors of the zombie apocalypse.
from all over the world. Yeah. So they're all, you've got Koreans in there, you've got Chinese, you've got the Americans, you've got the Brits, you've got the French.
Okay.
It's fairly representative. I don't think there's any on the east side, I recall.
It never makes it down there, because there ain't an island.
That's just racist.
They like the Aussies.
Well, the big island.
But I have to say, because we've watched the trailer, all three of us.
Yep.
And I have to say, from my memories of the book, the film looks like it's, when we say loosely adapted from the novel, basically the novel has zombies in it.
Okay.
And the film has zombies in it.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I believe that looks to be the level of adaptation they've gone for.
See, I don't know the story of the book. I've never read it.
There is no actual real official story in the book, just because it's snippets of stuff that are only about 10, 15 pages each. It's a massive amalgamation of short stories.
Yeah, okay. That's it. It's a collection of short stories with an overriding thread arc of, you know, the original stories about how the outbreak occurred, and then it goes to the initial reactions and the poor actions and the how the US Army was using certain tactics to destroy the zombies, but frankly it worked against them because they were using normal bullets and you've got to destroy the brain completely and all of the stuff they were doing. Bombs did fuck all, the zombies kept coming. And then it describes how like the warfare and the survival techniques adapted and how eventually they start overcoming it. But it's all different people saying it, and in the film it appears to be Brad Pitt prancing around and being blown up.
In a gunship.
With long hair and goatee.
Yeah.
It was like he just come off that advert. The back of my advert he just did. See, when I saw the trailer, everyone was going on about, because they keep talking about World War Z, saying it's going to be brilliant, it's a great book, it's going to be a great film. I saw the trailer, I'm sorry, it looks rubbish.
It looks like a bog-standard Hollywood action flick with zombies.
It doesn't look good.
It's a high-budget zombie flick. It's
the zombies, like you CGI. Said, why are they running? I didn't know they weren't supposed to run. But that, mate, straight away you're like, why are they running?
According to the Zombie Survival Guide, a zombie from Max Brooks' Zombie Universe will take no more than one step every 1.5 seconds.
Okay.
You can outpace them at a hobble. They even say in the book that one of the tactics for getting away from a big horde of them is to, they say, you don't bother running, you don't jog, you can actually speed walk away from them.
Power walk, you can conserve energy.
You conserve energy, you can keep going for a lot longer. And you just outpace them.
Basically, I think Shaun of the Dead will be a more accurate description of what Max Brooks was describing.
Yeah, yes, where they just stand there with their arms out in front of them going,
throwing the record collection.
Yeah.
No, see, I saw a trailer and the zombies in it look shit. The CGI in it looks awful. It looks like a computer game. And I don't want to go to the cinema to watch a computer game.
Unless it's something like the new Hitman film, which might be alright.
But no, I remember watching I Am Legend, and you didn't like I Am Legend, A for Will Smith and B, because the CGI monster stroke vampire stroke computer generated people looked fucking awful.
Yeah. Mm.
Really bad.
Better off with someone in a latex mask,
yeah,
basically.
Yeah, I would have gone with that more. Yeah. But because it looks so bad.
At least
I
tried.
Seen this trailer, and if you actually look at it and watch the way they move when they're running down the big hill of people, and you're like, that looks like a computer game.
Mm.
That looks awful. And that film is going to be a massive, massive flop. I guarantee it.
I think you might be right, but I do love the fact that it's set in kind of post-zombie apocalypse Philadelphia. And to get that feel, they filmed in Glasgow.
I did. I remember they were filming in Glasgow. Yeah.
But why? Because Glasgow looked like a decent city after the apocalypse. That's not the only reason I can come up with.
They just turned up and just started filming without anyone noticing.
I wonder if the Glasgow city mayor is going, yes, they're filming a massive Hollywood film in our town. Oh shit, they think it looks like a post-apocalyptic.
Well, basically, they don't even have to hire extras because they've got all of these sort of red-eyed, film early in the morning, they've got all these red-eyed, nearly dead people wandering around because they haven't had their fix of Buckfast or the Purple Tin yet.
Buckfast.
He said it was bad CGI, it wasn't, he was just glad we
Yeah, they can't be real, surely.
The Oddcast Podcast UK, a podcast hosted by Adam Barker.
Is that it?
The biggest prick in Essex.
Cut, cut, cut.
Beards, 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 lovely beards, 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 lovely beards.
This week is actually the German Beard Championships.
Beard.
Beard.
Beard as opposed to beer, because German Beard Championships. It's Octoberfest. Yeah.
No, this is facial hair growth.
So is this the World Beard Championships hosted in Germany, or is it the fact the Germans are having a beard competition?
It's the German Beard Championships.
Okay.
So I think you have to be German.
Right.
Just hosted in Germany.
They always do it in Germany because they do the stupid things. And I think they've got a moustache.
They do the stupid things.
Love it.
I'm sure there's a UK one of them as well. I'm sure.
They did a moustache. Yeah. Moustache.
And the gurney competition.
Moustache. What am I saying? Moustache.
Moustache.
Moustache. No, they do
a moustache. They have a moustache. They have a moustache competition as well.
The gentleman's big moustaches.
But some of the pictures that were online, people really, really go to town.
How big of a beard?
It's not all about size. No, it's what you can do with it.
Oh, yeah. There you go. That's what they all say.
It's about the styling. You get someone with this big, bushy black beard that they've actually waxed and combed and shaped into like a pirate galleon or something. Hanging on their chins. And it's that sort of thing.
Yeah, it is. Some of them are absolutely amazing. And the moustache one, they have one for the longest moustache. So when you actually stretch it out, there was the winner of it actually got demoted last year to third place because they measured it and they announced him as the winner, and then they remeasured it because someone said, because it's only a centimetre or something in it, they remeasured it, and as they remeasured it, the guy pulled too hard and broke the end off. So he dropped down to third.
Oh. Surely you got some compensation for that. Come on.
Oh, for fuck's sake, it's a moustache competition. What do you think the top prize is? Millions?
Well, it should be.
A couple of stains.
Yeah. That's it. I'm never going to the office again. I'm going to just dedicate my career to growing a luxurious moustache.
A luxurious.
That's two steps up. Luxurious to the power of M.
He's got depression there because, you know, if you come third. I mean, yes, that's exactly. His world.
Yep.
You know, his whole life was being the top.
He staggered himself with his own moustache.
Staggered wanked himself with his own moustache.
Kinky.
That's definitely bad, though, haven't we? But we've all got beards.
Yes. Because I've actually grown one.
Ash has not been at work for a couple of weeks.
No, exactly. So I decided
there's a lot of ginger in that,
turning up to work. I know, that's why it's coming off.
I noticed that when he was walking down my road. I looked at it. I walked out my door and I saw him walking down. I was like, fucking hell, it's ginger. Yep. What the hell happened
there?
That's why
it's never actually got this long before, because the ginger then shows. It's just,
you've got fair ginger in your beard.
I've got a bit of it, yeah.
I've got a little bit.
Thing is, it's less noticeable in mine, I think, because I've got lighter hair. Because Ash has got dark hair.
Well, I'm grey.
Yeah.
I'm going grey.
Salt and pepper hair, as they call it.
You're not even old.
No. But I'm waiting until I go completely white, and then I can spike it all up. And just.
You're not, though. You're going to get like a Fantastic Four, a little bit of side.
Oh, God, that patchy white shit. No, that looks like
Horatio Hornblower, isn't it? Fantastic Four. What the fuck were they doing with that film?
What's that got to do with beards?
Well, you mentioned it.
I was talking about Mr. Fantastic.
Right, sorry, but the film. I tried to watch it again recently, having forgotten how shit it was.
But the old, it's not.
Oh, it was so bad.
It's for kids.
It really is, yeah. That's the trouble. You try and compare it to the X-Men, and you should be able to compare it to the X-Men, but God, it's awful.
No, they're remaking it, though. They're going to reboot it. It'll probably still be for kids.
Yeah. what were the Fantastic Four comics actually aimed at a younger audience?
All comics were aimed at
comics
younger
aimed
audience.
At kids, aren't they?
When they were created.
Well, yeah, sorry, initial creative, but I'm talking about, because you look at some of the Batman stuff, a lot movier and more gothic.
It's Marvel,
though. Stuff.
Marvel's not dark. Marvel's quite fluffy.
No, you're right, DC is a bit grittier.
The dark, you know, the darker they get, it's not really that dark.
Yeah. Even the X-Men films, they're not all that gritty, they're just kind of sat in the middle of the road. You're right.
Bit of fluff. Yeah. Like a beard.
Yes, indeed. Beard fluff. Is that like bum fluff?
I think beard suits you.
Yeah, I don't know. I've got mixed feelings. It's getting a little bit itchy now.
Oh, it does. It itches like fuck. Yeah.
And I keep trying with it. Now I can actually pull it.
Oh, you're pulling your skin.
Yeah, I know. But I can.
He's just sitting there playing with his
beard. He's loving it. And he's touching his face as well.
Is it time to move on to another subject?
You said you had something about beards, though.
Oh, yeah, yeah, there's, yeah, in the car.
Do you see what I'm trying to do? I'm trying,
yeah, trying to lead him on, but you've got to remember, Adam, this is Ash.
I'm trying to make it easy for him. He's making it harder for me.
No, there was a university somewhere that actually did a,
I love that you don't actually know the university. Just
you never give detail. No one can prove or disprove anything.
Yeah, there's a university somewhere.
Say there's a place.
Out there.
There's a place somewhere.
Maybe. No, 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 there isn't a place anywhere.
But they were doing some research on beards and
moustaches
and stuff.
I like moustaches. We're going with moustaches.
Moustache.
Right.
Okay, you can go with that. I'm not going with that.
You don't go with anything I say.
No, that's because you say it wrong.
Moustaches. Okay, go with moustaches. Okay.
But they got a whole load of people and they photographed them at various stages of their beardy growth.
Beardy growth.
You and your technical terms.
And then showed it to a bunch of girlies.
Oh, another technical term.
Another technical term. Yeah, and Jesus,
you're just a born storyteller.
Yeah,
aren't you?
I love it. Yeah, yeah.
I didn't say nothing. I'm letting you talk.
Exactly.
Why am I not being interrupted?
Yeah, I don't get it. I normally only manage to get about a sentence out.
Why do
I'm
you not let me talk and not let me interrupt you?
But anyway, they
would
did
you
a
prefer
whole
if we interrupt?
No, don't bother. They did a whole load of tests, and it turns out actually that a bloke is most sexiest when he's got 10 days worth of growth on his face.
But right. What happens if you?
That's stubble.
Yeah, it's thick stubble.
Have 20 days growth and you half the length of it. That's it carries on there. So they're saying you should basically be looking like a young George Michael.
Yeah, or George Clooney coming.
Yeah, the girls love George Michael.
Yeah, yes, and he loves the girls.
Shame he didn't love it back. The girly boys.
Yes,
I think it's just men. This is making clear.
Not You know, do you reckon George Michael might be hanging down the bottom of our garden, looking in at the three of us and going, four?
No, this is 14 days. I've gone past it.
Mine's 13 days.
Yeah, that's why you're ugly as fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah. 3 days ago, it's fine.
That's why you're still single.
Yeah, that's why I pulled on the other day.
Well, what day would have been the 10th then?
3 days ago.
I'm trying to work out what 3 days ago was.
Sunday.
Normally would have been Friday.
Was it Friday?
No,
because it's Tuesday today. So Saturday.
Yeah, Saturday.
So Saturday.
That's a good day to reach day 10.
It is?
Yeah.
Did you go out? I stayed indoors all day. I mean, didn't you? You did?
No, I went out.
Where'd you go to shop?
Yeah. I went to Sainsbury's. Nearly pulled the checkout girl.
Her name was Doris.
She had glasses the thickness of milk bottles. And they fell off and then she went, hello. Nowhere. I'm expecting you to interrupt.
The Oddcast Podcast UK. The podcast that...
No. Cut.
So you went to see a film recently, didn't you, Adam?
I did.
Yeah.
I was going to see a film.
What did you go and see? You went and saw a new Iron Man flick, I believe.
I went and saw Iron Man 3.
Iron Man 3.
Ah, that's amazing. Absolutely amazing. And the good thing is that we get to pay.
So you didn't pay?
No, I didn't pay because I got... No, it's a third one in the series.
Oh, I see.
I went to see Iron Man.
Yeah.
3.
Okay.
Still the same. Still the same.
Are there any other Marvel superhero films coming out?
Captain America?
Yeah, okay, anything else?
That's already out.
Avengers 2, maybe.
Yeah. Anyone involving any Norse gods?
I know what you're doing. Thor. Yeah. 2.
Right, okay. So I'm going to take my Android mobile device, and I'm going to use the Google search with the voice recognition, and I'm going to try and pull up results for Thor 2.
Okay.
Thor 2.
Okay, you just done that into your Google.
Okay, and I'm not going to expose my results. Now, Adam, would you care to do the same?
Well, we're not supposed to, but then you're going to see my results and you're going to get all funny with it.
Yeah, but it turns out my results are shit, so I want to see yours. <don't help>
Right, okay. 4-2, yeah?
Yes.
4-2.
Yeah, is it giving you the meaning of life?
No, it said, did you mean photo 42, photo with an F, yeah, photos, okay, right, or 4-2?
Thor 2.
Try not to shout into the mic while you're doing it, won't you, Ash?
Well, I need to do it really loud so that the thing works.
Yeah, but
so
you do it into the phone, not the mic. Microphone.
There's people listening.
Okay,
right.
So, top one.
4-2.
And
two.
What did it say? Dog poo.
And then it says dog 2.
Oh, I thought
it
said dog poo.
And home Thor 2 and note 2.
Well, I've got vol 2, or 2, all 2, bolt 2 and ball 2.
Right. So, should I try it and try and be really...
See, so the idea is, it's all down on volume. You have to shout it into the microphone.
I will say it, be really careful the way I say it, yeah? Mm. Thor 2. No, now it's come up with full 2.
Okay. One other quick test. I'm thinking...
I can't fucking speak.
So I'm going to speak into mine. Buy 3, get 3 free.
You fucking bastard. Was it come out as...
Buy 3, get 3 free.
Yeah.
And then the second
yeah,
one.
Yeah, so my second one was buy 3, get 3 free.
Right, okay.
So let's see how Ed gets on with this.
Buy 3, get 3 free.
No, buy 3, get 3 free.
Buy 3, get 3 free.
Yes!
Buy 3, get 3 free.
No, that actually says buy 3, get 3 free.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Yeah, no free bit.
It's not. Still. It's the equivalent of buy one get one free. But
spell
you
spell it out. Spell it out.
The irony is, you can't say three, but three. It's picked that up as three each time rather than free.
Should I put live free or die hard? See what it says.
If you like,
live free or die hard. I bet it comes up as. Oh no! What's happened?
What? He says, "Leave me alone."
It's gone to live free or die hard. So
oh,
it's
well done.
It's obviously picked up the actual...
There's a level of intelligence.
There's a bit of context.
It's probably because it knows, why would you say live the number 3? Mm. Or die hard.
But I do like the fact that you say buy 3, get 3 free, and it comes up buy 3, get 3 free. I'm puzzled.
That's the way I speak.
It is, isn't it?
I remember I listened back to an Oddcast where I said darling buds are mate.
And darling!
You started laughing.
That's because you actually said darling buds
are darling buds are mate.
Good emphasis.
Don't you fucking start, Ash. Start interrupting you more.
Please do. I'm not handling this not being interrupted malarkey very well. No, you're not waving your hand doesn't mean that I'm going to carry on. Git.
The Oddcast Podcast UK, a podcast that taught my nan about strangle wanking.
No, cut.
There's a load of pod gods on the site. Some of them are good and some of them are also good. Listen to these ones which I really rate, unless it's that bunch of fuckers that I hate.
Hello there, I am the Angry Ginger.
And I am Jeremy.
Also known as Mick Blizzard.
You know, I gotta tell you, Jay. And I mean this in the most disrespectful way possible.
Yeah.
That has got to be the dumbest nickname you have ever came up with in your life.
I didn't come up with it. You said it.
You came up with it and decided to make it a nickname. Been called a lot of things in my life. That one pretty much, no.
You earned it. You're welcome. You may have heard of me. I've come from a podcast, TLPS, also known as The Last Podcaster Standing. I have decided to do the unthinkable and start my own podcast with another group of friends. McBlizzard, that would be you.
Yeah.
You'd be one of them. Also, we've got some other friends listening. It's Bacon. TK1 from TLPS has been known to show up once or twice. Angry Oz Geek from Australia. And hopefully a few surprise guests along the way. We are the show that asks the question, what do you geek out about? So far, we've geeked about this. Now for the Deaf Boy Mute Show. And you can hear me in the closet going, Mute Man! Who am I and why do I podcast? Better yet, why are you asking a ginger? This is a monarchy, just so we're clear. Yeah.
A monarchy?
Jay is king.
Actually, it was my ego that announced it.
Your ego, yes.
And then I had to put him down. I had to put him to shame.
Amazing ego.
You do what you want with your life.
Right.
I'm proud of you.
Right.
But no more on the show. And Slave Leia's making rounds talking to people. The guys are like, holy shit, they're checking out. Like, hey. And she's like, yeah. And he's like, I gotta ask you a question. She goes, yes, I have panties on.
I've been called worse. It's very hurtful when it's in a birthday card from your grandmother.
Oh my god, you're Kevin Bacon. I went, No, I'm Mike Bacon, but anyway.
He'd be like, oh, check that out. I'm rubbernecking like a fucking giraffe looking like the hot chick, right? Always can never find the hot chick. And he'd be like, you see a car go by? And then same thing with me. I'd be like, oh, check that out. And he's fucking looking for the GTO. Like, where is it? Couldn't find it. And I bet you it took us 6 months before we fucking realized what the hell was our problem.
Yeah.
I'm walking the floor and all of a sudden I look next to me and there's this fucking Elvis dude. And I was like, I look at him, you know, because you got to check out these people in costumes. But it was the Honky Tonk Man.
The Honky Tonk Man.
Yeah. He's walking the fucking floor, and he looked sad as shit. Like, when we grew up, my mom would take all of our shit, throw it in the trash bag, throw it in the storage room. Well, he'd sneak in the storage room, rip open the trash bag, grab a stuffed animal, go beat the fuck out of it.
And then put it back. Alright, Ginger, enough of that shit. Where the hell can you find us at?
Oh, that was some good clippage right there. You can find us at www.7daysageek.libsyn.com.
And don't forget about Stitcher and iTunes.
Ah, yes. Uncle Steve's site.
Also, find us on Twitter.
Yeah, you can find us on Twitter. That little blue fucking bird that likes to poop on you. You can find the show at 7 Days a Geek, at 7 Days a Geek, with a 7 in the middle of 7, or rather, in the beginning of 7. A 7 in the 7.
Wait, I'm confused. What the fuck is our Twitter?
How about I just spell it out for you?
That'd be good.
At S7, the number. EVENDAYSAGEEK. That's 7 days a geek with a 7 after the S. You got it?
Got it. Yes.
It's difficult.
It is.
It's just like it sounds.
The Oddcast Podcast UK. It's three dicks and a microphone.
Cut.
Now comes the conclusive proof. The tramps don't do scientific experiments very well at all.
Can I start the segment, Ash?
No.
Oh, okay.
So another test that's been done, this time not by a university.
No?
No. This was actually done by a homeless man.
The University of Tramp.
How does what?
How do you know?
How do I know? Because it's in the news.
The news?
The news.
The news.
So this homeless man in America actually wanted to see which religion was the most generous. So he put out a whole load of different bowls with a whole load of different religions above the bowls.
How did he buy the bowls?
Exactly. I think they got donated.
By what religion? It actually nicked him from the font
by
of
the
Christian church.
How did he buy the bowls?
Well, he could have gone in a pound shop and got a load of paper bowls, I suppose.
That's true.
Yeah.
No, they were plastic, just in case it rained. They wouldn't have dissolved. All his money would have washed away.
But yeah, the laminated wooden, paper bowls you get, like the disposable ones for parties, they'd handle a rain shower. They can hold jelly and ice cream and stuff.
That's
surely.
True. That's true. They just wouldn't be very good at sitting in a puddle.
Perfectly viable approach.
Child sick after all the jelly and ice cream.
Do they normally do it straight into the bowl? Normally they aim for a light-coloured bit of carpet.
They do. They find me in the house. I've got black carpets everywhere, apart from one room.
I was just going up for an explore.
I saw a homeless man once reading a TV guide. Really fascinating. Well, he was catching up on what he was missing.
I didn't even care. Part two. Whilst listening to his Zune.
Anyway, what are you talking about? Homeless man doing a test of which religion was the most generous.
So, okay. So what did he do?
So he put out his bowls with all the nameplates on and people were just...
Where did he get the pens from?
Donating stuff. So when all homeless people have pens because they all have to write that little sign saying homeless.
That they all get at Argos. Get them for free.
they just beg and plead and say, instead of giving me money, can you write me a sign?
So basically, he's got a load of bowls and he's labelled them up like Buddhism, Christianity, atheism. Did he have one for the agnostics?
You weren't sure? No, I don't know. I didn't see that one.
Nice one, Adam. Well done.
I love it when you love my jokes. Look, get really excited. Give me goosebumps. Like,
yeah. That's so, sorted for this week.
I've pleased my dad. That kind of sense. You're not really my dad, Will. Don't worry about
that. Pleased your dad halfway up his mum a couple of weeks ago. God knows.
Anyway. Some of the results. It turned out that atheists were more generous than Christians. Okay. Only just. Christians came
because that's a scientific
fact. Did he make sure he had a direct proportion? So, you know, if he had, like, a bowl for Seventh-day Adventists, did he make sure he had as much passing Seventh-day Adventist traffic as, like, Church of England?
Now I'm getting really confused.
With you. He wouldn't have had any Church of England because he was in America.
Well, they could have been tourists.
Could have been, but I doubt he would
have.
But
now I'm really confused. Explain it to a simpleton. Pointing at me.
Bowls. With words above.
Yep.
Of a religion.
Where?
On the floor.
On the street.
Here's a homeless man begging on
How
the street.
How does he know?
People are putting in the right bowls.
I'm assuming he's got
a further sign saying, please give into the bowl that represents your belief.
Okay, fine. No. That's all right. Now I've got.
I think people can assume that just from looking at it.
But I'm just saying it's a poorly constructed experiment without surveys and.
He's a homeless man. he probably made really bad choices his whole life.
Well, clearly he's not a scientist. He doesn't understand the concept of a control and just managing an experiment properly. No. Because if he goes to a predominantly Christian and atheist environment, of course the Buddhists are going to turn up to be skinflints.
Yeah, no, one of the Buddhists was a skinflint. Instead of actually putting any money in, he put a carabiner.
That's because change must come from within.
It's the eyebrow movement. It's really creepy. Really creepy.
Did you see that Australian talk show host? They had the Dalai Lama on it. This is one of the most cringeworthy pieces of television I've ever seen. So they got this Australian chat show host. He's actually got the Dalai Lama on. And he's sitting there, he goes to him, let me tell you a joke. Dalai Lama walks into a pizza bar, right? And the Dalai Lama's translator is standing there explaining it. Pizza? Yeah, pizza, you know, it's the big bread thing with the cheese and the tomatoes, right. Anyway, the Dalai Lama walks into the pizza bar and says, make me one with everything. And the Dalai Lama just looks at him and goes, huh? if you can Google it, you can just go Dalai Lama pizza or something like that and you can find it. It's so fucking painful.
I think I've seen that. But then again, it's a tough crowd, isn't it? Just a Dalai Lama.
Well, to be honest though, really, why did he even go for it? You know, I suppose it made him kind of world famous for being such a tosser.
Aussie's doing radio shows and TV hosts and stuff, they always put their foot in it.
Well, like the one that caused a nurse to kill herself.
Yeah. I mean, definitely put their foot in it. They do the wrong thing. But Dalai Lama, he's probably never been to a comedy club, so he doesn't understand.
Well, to be honest, that joke
would have killed. Gandhi would have fucking pissed himself laughing at that joke.
Absolutely.
He would have.
Yeah.
About the Dalai Lama.
Yeah. You ask Gandhi, I fucking hate that cunt.
If I see him, I'll punch him.
I'll hit him with my whack.
Especially if Gandhi is being played by Ben Kingsley. Imagine Gandhi played by Ben Kingsley as the character from Sexy Beast. How amazing would that be?
I'd be a little confused as to where the film was actually trying to go.
Go up to Gandhi and go, oh, such a peaceful rebellion. It's like, what'd you say, you fucking cunt? Don't make me
get Ray Winston in as well. Yeah. I'm the fucking daddy round here.
But Ben Kingsley was a Mandarin in Iron Man 3.
Was he?
He's awesome in it.
He plays an orange.
It's a big orange. That's his party trick.
Or is he a kind of duck?
No, the Mandarin is he's a villain from the Iron Man series.
To be honest, Mandarin, you can have people who are Mandarin in origin, but the only other Mandarins I know are a kind of orange and a kind of duck. That's a really shit villain name. Well, that's like, I am the Satsuma. No, the Muscovy.
No, it is one of the most racist kind of characters that they've ever had in the comic. So when they said, oh, they're doing the Mandarin, they're like, really? They're going to get like Ken Wannabe or something to do it. An actual Chinese Japanese.
A wannabe.
Person.
They're going to get a wannabe. Some unknown.
They're going to get like someone without origin. No, they get Ben Kingsley. And they're like, oh, hang on. But it turns out he's more like a terrorist. He's just called the Mandarin. He calls himself the Mandarin. They don't explain why. Just meaning that. he's some kind of terrorist. But he's really good in it. He really makes a film.
He makes the film.
He make for me personally.
For the because for the Iron Man films, I actually thought Robert Downey Jr. Made the first one. He was fucking brilliant.
Robert Downey Jr. makes this one, the film, but that little bit extra that makes it so good, in my opinion, is Ben Kingsley in it.
Iron Man versus Wolverine.
Save that one for next episode.
Why?
Because we want to continue talking about some kind of
The Tramp
man.
Experiment.
Well, we've done that one.
I thought we were pretty much there.
We've done that one.
So, Adam, Iron Man versus Wolverine.
Wolverine.
Okay.
Because he can't die.
Well, I think that's an interesting one. I reckon if you really worked with it, you probably could. I mean, you can go with the full decapitation. He's going
to
struggle.
No, but you're going to need something really, really sharp and big to...
No, you're not, because there are notches. You would need something very thin and not sharp. You'd think there's going to be gaps between his adamantium vertebrae, and unless he's got an adamantium spinal cord and can't bend his neck... I would go with the decapitation. Is probably going to do the trick.
Yeah.
No, I don't think you can. Why I think not? People have tried to decapitate him. You can't be... Why are we talking like exactly where...
That's actually starting to know. I think they've discussed this before. It's scientifically impossible!
Where's that atheism bowl? I'm going to put my money into it.
The Oddcast Podcast UK. A show that makes sawing off your right arm seem more appealing.
No, cut.
Wonderful bit of news.
Sorry, I was trying to turn it away from Mike. I don't know who Mike is.
Yeah. So there's a new £5 note coming out, and they are putting Winston Churchill on it.
Oh, yes. What colour is it?
Well, he's called Winston, so I suspect he's black.
Yeah, because you have Winston Churchill on one side, and then you've got Winston from the Ghostbusters.
That was the old joke, wasn't it, in history class. The teacher says, right, what was Winston Churchill famous for? Little Jimmy puts his hand up and says, last white man called Winston.
Sadly, I've got a cat called Winston, and he's black. So you could be all right.
Winston.
There you go. Yeah. We say that to him. I was like, that's racist, isn't it?
Wait, is it?
Winston.
Yes, what? Popeye?
No, you mean like Desmond, the old TV show. No one's going to remember Desmond. I remember him.
I remember Desmond. That was the shittest hairdresser ever.
Yes, it was. They weren't hairdressers, they were barber.
Right.
Short back and sides, done. Get out of my shop.
After spending an
anyway, Winston Churchill on
can
a,
you even no. get... No, actually, I'm changing the subject. So we're talking about barbers. Do you even get proper barbers every day? Because these days it's all gentlemen's coiffurists.
No, you do. You do get barbers.
Oh, you get the snippets of barbers. They do. So I was talking to them about full-on proper shaves and stuff. It takes them 2 hours to do a proper shave.
Fucking hell, I can do mine in about 4 minutes.
Yeah, but they do it with the hot towels and all that other stuff.
Yeah, it's not very efficient, is it?
No. They're losing money.
Yeah. Jesus Christ, by the time they're finished, half it's going to grow back.
Charge a fucking butch.
Who's running that business? The homeless man.
You know, get someone particularly hairy in there. By the time they finish one side, it's going to be like painting the fourth bridge. But yes, they're putting Winston Churchill's face on a £5 note.
Yes.
And, fine, Winston Churchill, I think pretty much everyone agrees, awesome leader. He was in the charge of the Light Brigade, I believe. He was actually a cavalryman, served in World War One. Prime Minister in World War II, just absolutely amazing character.
A dog for car insurance?
Yes, very well known for his sponsoring of car insurance commercials. Commercials, adverts.
As a dog?
Yeah, as a dog, or yes.
Ooh. As a British bulldog.
I was just thinking though, I mean, can you imagine if in 30 years they said, you know who we should put on the 20? Thatcher.
Oh.
Now that would be a very interesting different thing. Cool. But no, well, you wonder if, I don't know, if, well, 30 years ago, would people have looked, certain people been looking back at Churchill and saying, you know, what was oh it? No.
We're in the 80s and the 30s.
Potentially.
Yeah. 30 years ago in the 80s.
Yeah.
I wonder, because it could have been too close to home.
Yeah.
Has someone got something? The foreigners coming in going, oh, it's like if the Germans had won, would they have had Hitler on all their coins and notes?
Well, yeah. Yes. Yeah, they would. Yeah. They would have. It's because Hitler would have made them.
They'd have Hitler with a fucking tongue out. Like Gene Simmons from Kiss. That's all he fucking wanted.
And on the 5, he's got a really small moustache. On the 10, it's slightly bigger. And on the 20, it's massive.
Oh, moustache.
But... The other route you can go down is just, you know, who else, you know, if we had to redo the currency and the monarchy was gone, Who, we've got like famous scientists and pieces. I think we've got Darwin on the 20. And...
Hawking to probably be on one.
Oh, when Stephen Hawking. He's dead. Yeah, Stephen Hawking. That would be quite a cool one.
Why does he have to be dead?
Because it, you know,
he could use that. He could use that as ID. Please let me in. Me. Oh, actually, no, we can't do that because he can't hold it up.
No,
he can dribble on it.
Oh, bless him. Oh, so patronising the most intelligent man in the world.
So you'd have Stephen Hawking on your say your tenor.
Right, we'll put him on a tenor.
So who's going on the fiver?
Simon Cowell.
Well, Winston's on the
fuck off.
Winston's on the fiver.
No, just say we're doing a whole new set.
What will it be in 30 years' time? 2042.
Yeah, along those lines. 2043, potentially.
2043 in 2013, yeah.
So I'll be on it. I'll be on one of them.
We'll be on the
because I haven't done anything yet, but I'm working on it.
That sounds like...
Not that they've called him for.
That's the last time someone saw Hitler in the gym. They said, what you do? I've got something lined up. I'm not quite there yet, but I'm working on it.
Yeah. Meet me down the beer hall on Friday.
Are you trying to grow that moustache again?
I bet Adam didn't get that reference.
No, I didn't hear what you said.
1929, the Munich beer hall push. But there we go. I think it was 29. Was it 29? Or was that 30? No, it became Chancellor in 33, but when was the... Oh, fuck it, that's not that interesting.
Yeah, who's going to be on a £20 note then?
£20 note, I would like to see Brian Blessed.
But why?
Because he's awesome. He's just big. England personified. He's big, he's loud, and he's shouty. And he does manly things like climbing mountains.
He climbs mountains, he's huge.
He's climbed Everest.
Has he?
Yeah. Brian Blessed's awesome.
If he could do it, I could do it.
He had quite a few trial runs. I don't know. Yeah. I believe he's gotten to the peak. I know he's had several attempts. Ranulph Fiennes. Now there's a man that I'd happily seen on the currency.
Yeah?
The man who amputated his own toes in the bath because the frostbite was annoying him.
Yes. he hardly has any fingers.
He literally got a pair of pliers out in the bath and took his toes off.
Is he related to Ralph Fiennes?
Ralph Fiennes. Yes, I believe Ralph Fiennes is a nephew.
Oh, just his nephew?
Something along those lines, I don't know exactly. Ranulph Fiennes is only about 60, I think.
Was he?
Yeah. He's just spent his entire life outdoors, he looks haggard as fuck. He might be closer to 70, I don't know. But
he doesn't have much in my fingers and toes.
He's got digits.
And all that
kind of stuff.
Yeah.
He's a shit guitarist.
Yeah. He was crap in lead.
Was he the one that tried to warm his feet up by kicking his boot against the wall and his toe fell off?
It's entirely possible.
I'm learning stuff about Ranulph Fiennes.
Yeah, like I say, there is a true man.
He's lost the end of his nose as well, I think.
Yeah, he's the intrepid explorer.
Fucking idiot. A genius.
But in a cool way.
He's an idiot. he is the original jackass.
So we got Hawking, we got Fiennes, I think we're agreed on.
Okay.
Blessed, I'm saying.
We'd give you me.
You're not having fucking Cowell.
No, I was joking. I wasn't being serious. Danny Minogue.
He's Australian.
Doesn't matter.
Yes, it does.
You know, in 30
Might
years time.
Might be part of the Commonwealth, but...
She's... Oh, no, she'll be in the corner then. Little face poking up. Hello, I've lived in England a little bit. She doesn't speak like that.
Hence my Irish accent.
Oh, it won't be fucking Bono or Bob Geldof, I'll tell you that.
Oh, no.
No.
No, it'd probably just be William and Kate. Would be Kate Middleton.
No, we've gotten rid of the royalties, is what I said.
Shame, because she's nice.
I mean, it could be Pippa Middleton's arse.
Yeah, it could be.
But not her arse in 30 years' time.
That'd be disgusting.
No,
yeah.
I mean, her
How
arse.
How dare you?
A couple of years back at the royal wedding, yeah. And on the other side, turn around, you got an old man's cock. Hey! you want to tell him it's a forgery? Feel the scrotum. Each one is unique.
Why do people not use 20s anymore? Have you seen the 20s? I'm not using
Fuck
that.
It, just get 50s out.
Who would be in the 50s? Say 50s are the pinnacle.
If the 50s the absolute peak, I mean, you could go a bit lovey and say something like Patrick Stewart or something.
No.
Just because you'd have fucking Jean-Luc Picard on your £50 note. And you can see kind of an argument for that, but if we're talking about a kind of a currently living English man or woman, I think we should actually go for someone like Shappy Corsandy, put in like, an Asian origin British national woman just to annoy the fuck out of UKIP and the BNP.
Hey, good work.
I like that. I think her family's Iranian or something. I'll just yeah.
Homage Diwali or whatever.
Yeah.
Homage Diwali.
Homage Jalili.
Homage Jalili.
Homage Jalili. He's good. He's funny.
I can't even say his name. Amish Jalili.
Amish yours as well. But no, I think, oh, skin out of Skunk and Nancy. A black lesbian woman. Go for it. Put her on the 50. It's not as if the average member of the BNP would ever touch a £50 note in their lives.
That's true.
But they only don't like immigrants because they have to share the benefits with them.
The world's getting really political now, isn't it?
I'll step away from
that. I've been storing this up for months.
Pent up rage.
Just because I've touched a 50 note before.
Yeah, it's been a fucking long time since I have, I'll tell you that much.
I had one once and I went into the shop to buy something. The looks they give you. As if you've just stolen it. They're like, what's this?
Yeah.
It's a £50 note. I haven't seen one of these before. But you work in Argos, that's why.
Actually, I did have some 50s fairly recently. When I went to France back in September, I went to the bank, drew out 800 quid, and took it to the foreign exchange building, like, three doors down. So I had the 50s for as long as it took me to get to the front of the queue there.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it was euros.
Because I would never go to America and I've used a $100 bill.
Yeah.
Even though I'm a tourist, they look at you like, oh, just give me 100. I'm like... Yeah. Well, yeah, because I couldn't be bothered to get a packet of Rizla. I'll just get a slushy.
Using Hooters, you'll have far more value.
No, but the £50 note as well, though, the ink never dries.
Ink never dries?
Ink never dries.
It doesn't on any note.
No, the
more recent ones, they all... So if you take a £10 note or a £5 note out and you get a piece of white paper and you press it down, you should still get... an ink mark off of the note.
It's more prevalent on the 50s because they're bright red.
It's more prevalent on the 50s because 50s, generally, I've never seen an old £50 note. I don't think they stay in circulation long or get... They're not scrunched up in pockets like your fivers.
Oh, yeah.
So £50 notes, when you see them, are generally fairly crisp. I'll fucking stop looking like that.
I have loads of crumbled 50s.
I keep finding them in my jeans, you know. I put them through the wash.
We get excited. We find like £2 in change in our pockets. Oh, wicked. He's like, I found £500 in my wallet from last night.
Yeah, I got quite a few of them at home.
Fucking hate you.
I'm not telling you where.
Have you changed those dollars up yet?
No.
What dollars? Ugandan dollars?
No, US dollars. No,
a couple of hundred US dollars that I got lying around the house.
Just lying around the house.
But this is why Ash doesn't have his...
In a plastic bag with all the other random currencies.
Yeah, and the cocaine and the cannabis he's been growing and the guns.
Yeah, I normally grow that. I grow them in a plastic bag. Guns grow very well in a plastic bag.
All right, Scarface.
The Oddcast Podcast UK. The podcast that... makes me happy.
No, cut.
Ash, tell us about the next thing you would like to discuss.
I was going to do that. Because I noticed every time Ash is always talking too much.
Yes, I am talking too much.
Go on.
Kiddywinks and getting them to obey the law.
What?
Getting little kids to obey the law.
What did you call them?
Kiddywinks.
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 Okay. Sounds really perverted.
Only to like you. That.
Yes.
Hey, Kiddywinks.
But the police are now trying to bribe them to obey the law.
Is this just in, like, rough areas, or is this just a general thing?
I think it's mainly in rough areas. So their parents want benefits, and to get them off the benefits scheme, they're getting them to pick up litter, because if they put litter in the dustbin, they get some cinema tickets.
Well, if Asbos are a badge of honour, you can and clearly are working, you can almost see a bit of logic there. But at the same time, so they're saying, right, if you dump it on the floor, you don't get cinema tickets. But if you do put it in the bin... you can go to the cinema.
With me.
That's the creepy thing. Most of the coppers don't wear really big trench coats.
They got Columbo did.
Yeah, but he was an American one.
And he had funny eyes. He looked like a paedophile.
Just take that. He did, he looked like a paedophile.
That was
a bit shady.
I think he probably...
No, but you take these coppers are saying, put litter in the bin and I'll take you to cinema.
Yeah, they're trying to...
So you can sit next to me and I'll have the popcorn on my lap. Just feel free to take the popcorn.
And then whenever you want, I cut my hole out. Yeah.
Yeah, we will leave handcuffed.
There's a special sausage roll in there for you.
So they're saying cinema tickets. So basically they're trying to give kids incentives to not have antisocial behaviour. So rather than punishing antisocial behaviour, they're trying to reward good behaviour.
By bumping up cinema audiences, which then makes films like Iron Man 3 top notch. There you go. The streets are clean.
Yeah, because Iron Man means that all the film companies and stuff are being funded by the UK government sending scummer kids to
because I really want to pay cinema tickets and pay 40 quid for a hot dog and maybe a drink, maybe 60 quid for that. and then sit there surrounded by a load of chav scum kids who are allowed to go there free because they understand that if they don't shit on the floor, cinema tickets.
He didn't say they had to pick up their own poo. They're not dogs. He said just pick up the litter.
Yeah, no, they can shit next to it. They can shit next to the poo. They put their street wrapper in.
Yeah, but they're being rewarded for order.
Stop pooing.
So, yeah, but if you go, I mean, yes, I've not read the article. I don't understand the full extent, but I'm just assuming what Ash says is gospel.
it always is.
So by the very dint of observing normal behaviour, so they buy some sweets and
they don't rob
they put
the
wrapper in the bin.
No, because they paid for
because
the sweets.
Because they haven't held the shop up, because they haven't littered, they get to go to the cinema. Yeah. And you just think, oh, you cunt.
But if they'd stolen the sweets and then put the wrapper in the bin, what, they only get half a cinema ticket?
Well, no,
get to see the trailers.
Maybe it's like those loyalty cards. Maybe it's like those loyalty cards. For every item they put in the bin, they get a stamp on the loyalty card. So all they've got to do is knock over a bin down the road and just start moving it from one bin to the other.
There you go.
Now you're being too sensible.
No, I'm industrialising the process. I can start selling cinema tickets if I think this through properly.
Yeah, see?
Put on eBay, quid a throw, get some to transport litter between two bins and I'm good.
See, I wasn't going down that route. He was going down that whole route of trying to make it.
I like to automate
himself things.
I was just. I'm lazy.
Yeah. He likes to employ children.
You are like an old Victorian workman.
Yes.
You do look a bit like one as well. Just imagine one of
the
little hats.
What's that? What's the little kid? Oliver Twist.
Oliver Twist.
Oliver Twist, the man with the big black cloak that walks along with
Fagin.
A stick.
No.
The one Fagin that sells Oliver to Fagin.
Who will buy this boy? Yeah. I can't remember what he's called, but yeah.
Looks like you.
The child. No, it's not the child catchers in Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, isn't it? Yeah,
it's the child toucher.
Who will buy this boy?
More?
Oh.
That's you.
What can I do for you, Mr. Fucking forgotten his name. That takes out the comedic effect entirely. Let's move on. Savile.
What I'll do, I'll take that bit and then I'll edit it back. So I go, what can I do for you, Savile?
No, you won't.
No, I won't.
And lies.
All lies. Take me to the cinema. I did some clearing up earlier.
Not fucking me.
What's the age cut off though?
I have no idea. Hopefully it's about 65.
Just walking down the street. If I walk down the street and I catch, and I'm just watching you, just picking up litter. I go, what's he doing?
No, he's not picking up litter, it's just failing to drop it on the ground.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought
that was one of the examples.
We're focusing entirely on that example to the complete detriment. You know, not of this actually attending school every day, high attendance on that side of thing. None of that sort of stuff. It's just the fact that they haven't dropped litter gets them into the cinema.
I was being little. I actually thought you meant, no, they were getting paid to go to cinema by picking up litter.
Well, no, that would actually make sense. That would be almost voluntary work with a reward. But no, what Ash was actually saying is they're getting, if they don't drop litter, they get to go to cinema.
If they use the dustbin for their own rubbish.
So they're literally just saying, don't be a cunt, you can go and watch a movie.
Yeah.
In effect, yeah. Which is nice. But that's also quite a good slogan for any cinema. Don't be a cunt. Watch a film.
The Oddcast Podcast UK. The podcast that is shit.
Cut. And that's
Can we stop
end.
Now?
Oh, fuck it. You see, I was trying to get that ready.
You got to do it all in one breath.
No, that was the beginning. I'm doing
it. Do it again.
Can we stop now?
Yes, we can stop now, Will.
Not you.
I did it in one breath.
That's what he always says.
Normally when he's strapped.
Thank you for listening to episode 89 of the Oddcast Podcast UK. 89.
Well done, Adam.
I said it right.
Buy free, get free free.
Well, it worked, didn't it? Kind of.
It was the one result I really wasn't expecting. I thought either it would figure out what you were trying to say, or it would say what you were saying, but no, it just, oh, fuck knows.
He obviously means to say buy three, 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 three.
Buy three, get three, three.
Oh, thank you for this. Really good episode. Hope you've all enjoyed it. We're going to give a shout out to, because there was a review.
Oh, yes.
A lady wrote a review about the whole podcast.
Most common, I think at your bidding, to be fair.
Well,
at your request.
I didn't hold a knife. At your bidding. I didn't hold a knife.
You will write
a review about us, and it will be nice. She just put stuff out going, oh, I'll review
you
stuff.
You just said you would publish the pictures that you've been collating.
I just sort of off to us. I went, why don't you listen to my show and review it? And she went, okay, I will. I was like, well, hang on.
She could be really nasty. She was a new listener to
brand
it,
new
so?
Listener.
Oh, okay,
so
that's cool.
It was, and I actually got a bit panicky afterwards. I thought, shit, she might actually listen and think it's the worst podcast I've ever heard. And she's all in her right to write whatever she wanted to write.
Very complimentary.
And yeah,
she forgot to mention that I'm the awesomely funny one.
No, she said you're the loud one. I did, like I said, Adam's the one that talks a lot, which is debatable depending on what episode you listen to. Yeah. Will's the loud one, which is never debatable. And Ash, well, Ash is just Ash. That is exactly what she said. And it had me another. Her name's Imogen Flack, and her website is flackistheword.com.
We used to, near my mum's house, there was a house, and I'm assuming it was the Flack family, that had a letterbox outside the house, and it said Flack, but it was like thin black lettering on a white background, and I swear, every now and again, I'm assuming it's the local kids, just used to go in with some Tippex and change it, so you drive past, and it was just this letterbox, and she said, fuck. Brilliant.
I don't think
that's
it's the
my
same.
Story.
I don't think it's the same thing. But yeah, no, it was a nice review. And yeah. I posted that. And she wrote quite a lengthy review. She listened to about 3 episodes in a row. And she reviewed them
all. She mentioned 2, but yeah.
And she kind of reviewed them all together, the best bits. She actually said the decorator story was one of the funniest things she's ever heard.
Oh, I find that kind of fascinating.
Yes, yeah.
Shocking.
And it was quite, especially the way she kind of like summed it up by saying, it's a great story about a decorator who was admiring his handiwork, fell down the stairs, broke his hip and had to get fired. Doesn't sound funny. You have to listen to it. And then when she puts it like that, I was like, that's why I said talk about it. Cause when you explained it to me, that's what I got out of it.
But it's when you then went down to the whole, oh, we had a good chat and we had a good I want you to do what's best for you.
Didn't come across the way you told me it before.
Once again, it's this whole, Ash is so used to being interrupted, if we let him talk, it can get kind of interesting.
I just carry on going and I have no idea where it's going to end.
Why are you stopping me?
So I posted that link, so thank you to her for writing that. That was lovely.
Very nice.
So, yeah, go to barkerpodcast.webs.com and go to notlisteningcollective.blogspot.co.uk to keep in touch with us. I'm Adam at Barker Podcast. You're at...
Oh, I haven't got another one to squeeze out. try Badger Prodder.
And you're...
Ash.
At...
Confused as fuck.
You're not doing very well on Twitter at the moment, are you?
Well, the fact that I've not really tweeted anything.
You don't have a job.
Some of us are, can I just point out, some of us really aren't actually all that interested in broadcasting
things
dull and banal.
I know Ash
messages
wants to get
social networks.
That. Ash wants to get in there and talk to people.
No, he's sitting there doing the thing. It's more about the PlayStation, I think, quite frankly, at the moment. He's got some catching up to do.
Yes, I've got lots of catching up to do on PlayStation.
All right, so yeah, go to the Pod Gods Network as well and check out those awesome shows.
Indeed.
So,
and some of the shit ones.
The Oddcast Podcast UK, the podcast nobody is listening to. # not listening.
Right, tell her where to find us.
Alright. Go to www.barkerpodcasts.webs.com or thepodgodsnetwork.com to listen to all the podcasts.
Read the rest.
I am bloody reading it. Also find it on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. Simply type in the Oddcast Podcast UK. Okay, can I go now?
And that's a wrap. Good job, Rhea.
Fuck off, Adam.